It's made with a long board and balanced in the middle.
They call that a sawhorse.
Sawhorse?
Sawhorse, that's right.
Sawhorse.
That's what, that was the old timey name for them, but one kid get on one end and the other and go up and down, you know.
Yeah.
They call it a sawhorse.
And what did you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, that was, they'd either get out there and saw a tree off and bore a hole in the stump, or either set a post and bore a hole in there and put a pin in there and then bore a hole in this board, and then you just get in there and go around and around, you know. One kid get on one end, and a lot of time I see five or six, you know, on each end of them going around and around.
Yeah, what did you call it?
They call that a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round.
That's right.
Did you ever have one when you were a kid? Did you make one? Sounds like it'd be pretty much fun. A little different.
Yeah, that's right. It was good for kids. It was good for
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes?
We call that some people call it a whetstone, but there's two or three different names for it, but people used to call them wet rocks, you know, wet rock or whetstone or something like that, you know.
Yeah. If you would, I'd like for you to show me some different kinds of wooden fences, just by maybe drawing a sketch here. Do you have more than one kind that you've built?
Well, that's all the kind we have. It's old split rail. That's what we have around the yard here.
Split rail. Did you ever make any other kinds?
No, we never did have no other kind except in what we call a picket fence. After we go out in the woods and saw a tree down, you know, and split it up in a kind of a funny shape, you know, and then take what we call a throw and arrive out boards about that thick, and then you cut you a lab from one post to the other and tack them on that, and they call that a picket fence.
Oh yeah, can you show me what the difference is? Do you just sketch it or not?
That's a rail fence there, but you see that's a nail to them posts.
Yeah.
But we don't have any of the picket fence here at all.
Yeah.
But that picket fence would come up, you know, you'd have two labs, set your post, and then you go one lab, go with the two labs, one post to the other, and then you stood your pickets up and down. Straight.
Oh yeah, they're up like that.
That's right. You nail them together, and then we call them labs, you know, that you nail the pickets to.
Yeah. When did you start using barbed wire? Have you ever used it?
Yeah, I've used it some, but it was back in the 30s, I reckon, before I was using it as a barbed wire.
Did you ever have any cattle yourself?
Yeah, I've had cattle. We've only got a few now. We used to have several head, but mostly what we got now is milk.
Do you make your own butter and stuff?
That's right. Yeah. We milk. She only milks once per day. Now, we did have a milk cow here that she was full of little Jersey. She's the mother of the ones we're milking now. And we have got as high as 2 pounds of butter a day from her, but she was a thoroughbred Jersey. She was a real milk cow. But